USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top EPA official who helped lead the Trump administration's rollback of Obama-era restrictions of carbon emissions is now resigning amid a congressional probe into whether he improperly aided former industry clients. EPA Assistant Administrator Bill Wareham is expected to depart in a few days. Ethics questions have dodged Wareham since his 2017 nomination by President Trump. He long represented the fossil fuels and chemical industries as a Washington lawyer. The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed testimony from White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. The federal agency says that she should be fired for many repeated violations of the Hatch Act, which prohibits employees in the executive branch from engaging in certain political activities. Chairman Elijah Cummings.
There are rarely issues that come before our committee that are so clear-cut.
This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5. 5141 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump promised a veto of a bill that passed in the House. $4.5 billion in an emergency border aid package to care for migrant families detained after crossing the border with Mexico. Texas Republican Kay Granger says it's not enough.
The bill before us does not provide Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Defense, are the immigration courts with the funds they need.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi points out one word that Granger did not mention.
Children, children, children. Today we have the opportunity to help the children. We are ensuring that children have food, clothing, sanitary items, shelter, and medical care.
The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before two House committees about his Russia report. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but he agreed to honor their subpoenas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Donations to religious organizations are down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy, finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors.
The largest e-cigarette manufacturer can no longer sell its products in its home city. The Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, where the e-cigarette Juul is headquartered, has approved an ordinance prohibiting the sale, manufacturing, and distribution of vaping products. It's not retroactive, so Juul can stay, but no new companies can come in. Supervisor Matt Haney says what sold the sales ban to him was the lack of regulatory oversight.
A product that does not yet have FDA approval for marketing. We also have seen an explosion of the use of e-cigarettes by youth.
Last year, one in five high school seniors admitted to vaping in the past month. They also have a plan to help small businesses that are impacted by the ban. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.